KX93.5 welcomes to the show every Wednesday Jonathan Burke, the president of Laguna College of Art and Design, with a segment we call LCAD Today. So what's happening today, Jonathan?
Well, a lot's happening today, of course. but one thing I thought I would share with the audience and with the town is that the college does sculpture, too. So, I mean, when you think of LCAD, well, I hope you do think of sculpture, because when you look at the front of main campus, you see lots of sculpture. We have our kind of iconic twice life-size seated female sculpture that's been there for over a decade. We have some Richard McDonald sculpture because he loves the college and because we are a figurative program, which I'll talk about in a second. And we have the Canyon Walkers. And then if you just take a tour of one of our campuses, you'll see sculpture really placed all along main campus, you know, in Nina's Park, you know, as you walk down walkways going into studios, you'll see sculpture all around. So it's really been a part of the college since the inception. And one thing about LCAD is that we're really unique in that we're only a handful of accredited colleges to offer courses in figurative sculpture that really focus on classical techniques. And those really lead to something rather special, which is multi-figure compositions that have a narrative theme. And that really ties in with our painting program, too, because the idea is not just to become skilled, but to say something interesting and important, meaningful, and often positive about the human condition. So when you go to a senior show or if you look at some of the art, you'll see that it's about life. It's about people in environments doing things, interacting, and that's really the most difficult level of art that one can make if you're dealing with representational art, both as a sculptor or as a painter. So we have this, an emphasis in sculpture. So it's really a mix between drawing and painting and sculpture, a kind of 50-50 mix. It's and it is an accredited major. So it really starts off with all students taking beginning figure and portrait sculpture. So those skills are really important for even a painter, for really any artist, just to look at 3D reality and then translate that also into a 3D medium. In our case, it's clay. So it just enhances anyone's ability to create an illusion of palpable form. And students in other majors, say animation or game art, entertainment design, generally continue to sculpt too, because they really enjoy taking their characters into, and the characters are always, you know, 2D. They start off, you know, kind of, I don't want to say a cartoon character, but like a character for animation or for game. So they draw those characters and they love to see them in 3D. So they take a course called fantasy sculpture, where they're taking their models, their characters, and actually bringing them into a three-dimensional reality. We also offer fantasy sculpture in our summer high school pre-college program, too. And it's really a popular class for high school students. So the sculpture emphasis teaches students how to produce quarter life-size, then a third, moving to half, and eventually life-size figures. And there's even opportunities to create a heroic scale, which is 1.5 times life-size. And if you come to campus and you look at the Canyon Walkers, those are examples of three figures at that heroic scale. So as I mentioned, besides learning how to scale up figures and deal with monumental size, it's really about conveying contemporary narrative themes. And they also learn mold making and casting. So just to kind of summarize, based on classical themes, and what they get out of this too is they're really able to exhibit their sculpture in galleries. They can see commissions. We help them understand how to obtain public grants for large-scale projects, and for the commercial majors to create sculpture for entertainment and the special effects industry. So that's sculpture at LCAD.
Awesome. Laguna College of Art and Design, thankful to have in our backyard. I say that every week. And Jonathan, we're so grateful that you update us on everything the college has to offer each Wednesday.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.